State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Here's the good news. Fewer babies are dying each year in Michigan. Progress is slow and wobbly, with slight increases in some years, but the trend line is improving. Yet within those numbers, some things are not improving. One of them is the number of infants who die in their sleep, possibly from suffocation. Colin Parks gets an email alert almost every time a baby in Michigan dies in their sleep. Parks is head of Michigan's Child Protective Services, and he tells me he gets far too many of these emails. They arrive almost every other day.
In Michigan, we lose about 140 to 150 infants a year. That's a number that's been pretty static over time.
It's been static even though Parks and everyone else who works on infant safety has been desperately trying to get the message out. The message is for all babies to sleep alone, on their back, and in an empty crib. To simplify, they use a slogan, ABC, Alone, Back, Crib. There have been ads, focus groups. Last year, the governor signed a law requiring hospitals to give new parents information on safe sleep before they leave the hospital with their new baby. And yet, last year, there were more infant deaths from unsafe sleep, not fewer.
It's an epidemic, and it's so scary that we have not made much progress yet.
And the thing is, most parents do seem to know the recommendations, which means they either can't follow the recommendations because they don't have a safe, empty crib for the baby, or they simply choose to not follow the recommendation.
All the deaths, they had a place to put their baby.
Barbara Hawkins Palmer leads Healthy Kent. She's telling me about the 9 infant deaths in Kent County last year in which unsafe sleep practices were a factor. All of those 9 babies, she said, had a safe place to sleep.
So that's not the answer. It certainly hopefully helps, but all of them had another place to put baby, but they chose to put baby in the adult bed or on the couch or in other settings.
And here's where things get sort of controversial, because there is also a movement that encourages parents to sleep alongside their infants. It can build bonding with the newborn. It's great for moms who breastfeed. It's more natural. And you will hear from many, many people that this co-sleeping can be done safely.
I mean, there are positives to it that make it even, I think, a harder message to enforce or to practice.
And we've reached the part in the story where I, the reporter, start working the phones, reach out to sources, and hunt down one of these parents who knows the safe sleep guidelines but chooses not to follow them.
They want me to find someone who hasn't followed the recommendations. Do you know anyone?
This is my wife, Meta. We are those parents.
We did okay.
But not always.
We have 2 children. We mostly followed the guidelines, but not always.
Not 100% of the time with either kid. That's true.
Why not? Why didn't we?
Because
it's hard, basically. When you're tired and the baby doesn't want to sleep, they're more calm sometimes next to you. I've taken naps on the couch with a baby on my chest, and I now know that one is really unsafe. But for our 2 kids, and for almost every kid, parents get away with it. And so we tell ourselves, and we tell each other, that it'll be fine. Except sometimes it isn't. About 150 times per year in Michigan. And that's why public health professionals keep pushing the message of the ABCs. Babies should sleep alone, on their back, and in an empty crib. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.